You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Hello, I'm Dan Brown.
And I'm Brandi Crawford Eryu.
We are the TV BFFs, and this is a podcast about the TV shows that people love most. And today we're talking not just about TV shows in general, but specifically the best TV characters and our favorite TV characters. And we're joined by a guest to do this. We couldn't think of anyone better to join us for this sort of conversation. She is an expert on character from reality shows to big characters of the stage and screen. Please welcome Anna Reisman.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back. Honestly, I love both of you, so I always love coming on your show.
We love having you on because we truly never know what we're going to get. It could be picking The Undoing. It could be any sort of...
What did I pick The Undoing for? My best show ever?
Yeah, the first time we had you on.
Do you want to know something? Couldn't even remember a single scene from that show right now. That's my brain. Like, it was like... In the moment, I was in love, but I don't remember it right now.
But Anna, what I think is interesting about, and we've talked about this on podcasts and other conversations we've had about TV, is you classically don't do much rewatching. You are an of-the-moment TV watcher. There's a few shows like your Sex and the Cities that do get, you know, maybe The Simpsons, I think we talked about, like get a lot of play, South Park. Like that. That's right.
Yeah.
So to have a conversation about character, we wanted to have you on because I think it's the sort of thing where character, you don't need to remember all the specific plots, story, every detail of every season. The character themselves are going to live on in your mind. So
totally.
We're excited to have a conversation about kind of our all-time great, you know, best favorite characters. But first, let's talk about some more recent TV characters, those from The White Lotus, specifically White Lotus Thailand. We're living in a post-finale world. It just aired. Some of our favorite characters didn't make it through the episode. We're now going to do some spoiler talk for season three of The White Lotus. What did you guys think of The White Lotus?
I don't think spoiler talk is even a thing anymore. Like even the actors from the show have posted like
the
ending on their Instagrams, right? If you don't have the internet, it's your fault. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, you know, I actually would love you guys' opinion on this. Right before we started watching the finale, Moses was like, what if like we just turned the finale on at 9 o'clock and just fast forwarded it and just spoiled it and at 9 o'clock, like did that. I was like, oh my God, there's definitely someone who does that.
Right.
Like I'd never really thought about that. Like you can watch stuff on demand. It's posted at 9 and
wow.
You can fast forward
to the last 30 seconds.
Also now I'm like, does Moses work for the government or TMZ? Like which is it? She can't tell us, but now I'm curious.
He's undercover. But yeah, no, I actually like, I really enjoyed this season. I know a lot of people were like, oh, it like moved really slow, but like, I loved it. I loved being in Thailand. It's somewhere that I've never been before, but like, I love Southeast Asia and I would love to go to Thailand. And I loved all of the characters. Like I honestly, like my complaint about it is that I want to spend more time with them.
Oh,
I need to know what happens when they find out that they're broke.
Yes.
I need to know like what's Belinda doing next? Who's Zion dating? Like, I wanted to know more about everyone. And like, I also feel like there was some pushback on like, oh, it was like so obvious about Rick. And it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Great. I'm so like, in everything, actually, there was this one meme that I feel like, wow, this really sums it up. People were like, oh, well, like, why did Kate go up to Victoria and like say that she met her in Austin? Like, why didn't that pay off? And it was like, that scene showed us very clearly who these two women are.
Yeah.
And it's okay if that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's just life. You have a one-off experience that never comes back around again in some serendipitous way.
Yeah. And it's just like, and having everything. And like, I feel like that's like us living in this, to Anna's point, like there's no such thing as like spoilers anymore. Like that every single thing has to be weighted with such meaning, like every single line. Like that's really stressful to think about, like as a writer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also it's just like, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's the thing I was going to say. I don't think Mike White gives a fuck about what anyone thinks about like, this didn't play out. This didn't play out. Like I've heard him in interviews and I'm like, He doesn't care. Yeah. He doesn't care. And as an audience, don't you think we've become, we have so many platforms now to post our feelings, right? Mm-hmm. We've got Twitter, we've got Threads, we've got Instagram, we got TikTok. Like you could go down, you could post on 10 different platforms your fucking feelings about the White Lotus. And it's just so funny. Like as an audience, we've become so picky and we have such high standards for every storyline and character and this and that. And I'm one of those people who thought nothing was really happening for me in this season, but I did love all the characters. It's like, it, you know, the care and what you're saying rings true to a good character, like what we're missing from them. Like I wanted to see one scene of like, what are their names? Amy Lou Wood and Walton Goggins, Rick and
Chelsea.
I wanted to see what was their life like before. Like, I wanted to see, like, was he always such an asshole to her? And she just was like, I love him.
Yeah. Like, why is she so into him?
Cause we're soulmates.
Right. Well, they talked, the actors talked in interviews, I think about like, this is not normal Rick that we see on this vacation, whether he like just recently learned about the location of, you know, the dad figure, the owner of the White Lotus. We're meant to assume that they have had good times and have been a fun couple. And this trip is different. And that's why she's being the way she is and like wanting to check in and constantly talk about it and all that stuff.
It's funny. I saw a tweet that like was so good. It was just, now that you say this, it doesn't work. But they were like, if there's any takeaway from like the Chelsea and Rick relationship, it's like women stop trying to heal a man. Don't stop trying to think you can fix this person.
Yeah.
Run. Just go away. Just leave him alone.
Yeah. Or in the case of what Mook and Guy talk, it's like just convince him to be a cold-blooded killer and then it'll all work.
Oh my God. Oh, Mook. My least favorite character on the show.
Didn't you want her to just to plain say like, I need a man, you know, one who makes more money and has bigger muscles and can kill people. Yeah.
Well, Brady, you mentioned at least favorite. Let's wrap up the White Lotus chat here with who is the best character in your opinion, but also then who is your favorite character? Because for me, like the what's his name? The dad character. What was his name? Tim.
Tim.
I was about to say Thomas Ravenel.
Like, not maybe my favorite character, but some could argue like he had a big arc, so maybe a very good character subjectively, or like Kate. I didn't really love her personally. Like I didn't root for her, but a objectively good character, but maybe not my favorite, like a Lori was or something, you know, something like that. So what do you guys think best compared to favorite of this past season of White Lotus?
I mean, for me, best and favorite is Victoria.
Really?
That like, I don't know if it's because like I'm from the South and like I have met her. She is a my friend's mom. You know what I mean?
No,
I don't know. I feel like she was really fun, but also like it was a really great performance.
Checked all the boxes of character meets performance. Like, did she really go on an arc? I don't know if she used the best character of the season, but definitely I think would be my favorite. I think also Amy Lou Wood, Chelsea is up there. Pretty much everyone's favorite.
Yeah,
I would say. Rick, I don't know. I really don't like how it ended with Rick and the dad storyline and like the half-assed Luke, Darth Vader. He's your father. He told me off screen.
Even
randomly.
I got that reference in the finale. Yeah. And I hate Star Wars. And I was like,
that stuff didn't really work for me. I do love Belinda, though, who we haven't really mentioned. I thought she was maybe a best character. I liked how at the end she kind of was like a mini Tanya. Like, can I just be rich for 5 minutes? No. You know, porn shy, I'm not going to do the business with you. Just let me do my thing. Like, I thought that was a really interesting arc, and she's a great performer as well. So I really liked her.
That was the full, like, Jennifer Coolidge, like, wrap-up moment that we got. I think the best character was probably Amy Lou Wood as Chelsea in terms of, like, character arc. She really got to party. She got to do the drama. She got to like worry about where Rick is. You know, I thought she had like just a fun role.
She got to make us care for Saxon.
Yeah. He had a good arc too.
A good arc.
Yeah. Best not favorite.
Right. He went from like incest to like, you know, being like a likable dude that you're like, oh, I hope he gets to like hook up with one of these girls. Like,
keep reading Saxon. Just keep reading. Yeah.
Favorite obviously was Victoria Ratliff, Parker Posey, just cause she just, every time she came on screen, she had a zinger for us, you know, she just, and it's funny when I was going to do like, when I was watching, I don't like the only shows I watch for impressions are really reality shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if there's a big show, I don't know. I always think like someone else will do it, or like, I don't know why, or like SNL will do this. Like I always assume like, I don't know, that I'm not the person to do it or whatever. Right. And there are a ton of people who've done Victoria Ratliff, but I just was inspired and I was like, no, I like doing her. Like she's a fun challenge. She's a fun voice.
Yeah. Well, Anna, since you have that direct line, can we talk to Victoria and get her take on some of the other, some of her?
No, Dan, no. If you want, I'm charging by the minute. So go ahead.
Well, we just wanted to know how you thought about the other characters. Because, you know, on Vacation, everyone kind of plays a character. How did you feel about the other people in the White Lotus around you, if you even noticed them at all?
You know, it was a family vacation, so I didn't really look at other people. I thought the staff was so nice, you know, all the accents. It was such a multicultural place. And I just feel like I don't really care for other people on vacation, like let them do their vacation. You know, I'm with my family. I got sex in Lachlan. Like I got to watch them so they stop holding hands and everything. So... yeah, no, I don't really care about other people.
All right, shall we talk about our all-time greatest characters?
Not Piper.
Piper, no. It's so funny. It's just like two lines. She didn't know that that would like hit like that, you know?
Six words in a morning show interview. I mean,
right?
It's crazy. All right, guys, so let's have the conversation we came here for. And this is kind of talking about the best characters in TV history and our favorite characters in TV history. And then for the forever aspect at the very end of the convo, we're going to pick one forever character. And the choice will be determined by who would you want to trade lives with, whether it's a reality show character who's living a very real life, or a scripted character that you want to be poured into their world and live that life, you know, with the snap of a finger. Who would it be? We don't need to make like specific, you know, here's my list of 10 or whatever. I have a pretty long list of people in both the best and favorite category. So we just kind of open it up to like best characters you've ever seen on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, what makes them stand out in that way, whether it's their arc, whether it's the performance from the actor behind it, all the things that kind of go into it.
Great.
I can kick it off.
Yeah.
I think that like just number one on my list and the first character that I put down, and it's so crazy because I haven't watched this in forever, but Kenny Powers.
Mm. He was on my long list. Yeah.
I love him. I love that. Like Eastbound and Down was one of my favorite shows. I should put it on more.
Yeah.
Like I love whenever anything Kenny Powers comes up, I need more. I feel like there should be more memes. I know there's like the chair one, but like there should be more. Like he's great. And like the show was great. I loved his performance. I feel like he fits for me as like a best and a favorite. Like it was a great role. Danny McBride is. And also, I love that, like, that could just be who Danny McBride is. Like, he's just Kenny Powers.
Right. Like, all of his characters kind of have a little bit of the same guy in them. You know, the vice principal's character and now the Righteous Gemstones character.
Yeah.
Like, reincarnations of each other, almost. You know what I mean? Like, living different lives of the same inner essence.
But Kenny Powers, I feel, is the best.
Yeah.
Like, that's the like,
most distilled.
That's the mold.
Hop off there, blonde ambition tour.
You cannot talk to my son that way.
Get out of here. He's got doo-doo and chocolate over his hands. I don't tell you what to do with your money. Don't fucking tell me what to do with mine, okay? And Cassie, do not stare at me with those dead eyes, you jerk bitch.
Kenny.
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. It's just, I'm Kenny Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. But I'm not going to stop yelling, because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much. Peace out.
My head went to, maybe predictably, I skewed a bit more prestige TV drama on my list. So like your head goes to the Walter Whites and the Don Drapers and the Tony Sopranos. And I didn't end up like really bolding or picking any of those. It felt a little too obvious. And also like, we get it. They've kind of been talked about. I think if we're looking at Mad Men, one of the first best characters I put down was Peggy Olson, played by Elizabeth mm-hmm. Moss. I thought she had a better arc. I thought the performance was great, where she starts the show as the assistant all the way through to the end, walking in that iconic shot down the hallway with the glasses on and, you know, the scarf and all that. Like, I really, really liked her character.
So what do you want? How about something like Mohawk, breaking the strike one flight at a time? Or maybe fly over the picket line with Mohawk.
Hey, Trotsky, you're in advertising.
Hold on a second. You want me to work up an entire corporate image campaign for $10?
I can make you do it for nothing. I'm the boss.
You're right. The work is $10. The lie is extra.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because you're being very demanding for someone who has no other choice. Dazzle me.
It's due for a rewatch. I've only seen it once. Mm-hmm. So I'm very Anna Reisman on this one. I don't remember all the specifics or particulars.
I love how you're like, I'm very girl who lost her memory. Very Anna Reisman on this one.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, until you rewatch something, it feels different until you go back to it. So like that initial imprint is still there when it comes to Peggy Olson. Mm-hmm. She was one of the first I thought of. Anna, what about you? Who first popped into your head when we gave you this assignment?
For the best character on TV, it was really tough. I had a whole list also.
And can I ask, did you skew, like, what was your ratio, reality, real people as characters to like scripted characters?
I didn't think anything of reality, to be honest.
Really? Oh, that surprises me.
Yeah, me. I there's only one reality person on my list.
Same.
I have two. One. I have one. Okay.
Because I don't think of them. I don't think of them as like characters I need to watch on TV. Like the best characters on TV. I don't know how. Right.
But in our cultural conversation, they kind of are characters. Like there's the character of Kim Kardashian and the character of Snooki and the, you know what I mean? Like they are characters by definition, almost, I would say.
Totally. I think my brain just went to like scripted television, though. I had a few. Should I name a few or should I pick one from the list?
Yeah, name some.
Lucille Ball, Lucy Arnaz, I thought was one of the best characters on TV. Like just seeing that growing up and like how funny and physical she could be. And it was still grounded in a way, you know, like it was still like, oh, she's married to this guy and like he, you know, hates her. And it was just so... I don't know, so good. I would watch reruns all the time.
Vitamin measurement contains vitamins, meats, vegetables, and minerals. Yes, with Vitamin measurement, you can spoon your way to health. All you have to do is take a big tablespoonful after every meal. It's so tasty, too. Tastes like candy. Honest. So why don't you join the thousands of happy peppy people and get a great big bottle of Mitameter Midgemin.
And here's the thing, my list are women are like mostly characters I was obsessed with that I was like, sure, when I grow up I need to be that. Karen from Will and Grace, another iconic character for me. She was one of my best.
Will and Grace was on your list, was it not? Your criteria?
Always. Yeah. Always on my list. I also, Phoebe Buffay was a real winner for me.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Friends growing up. If I had to pick one of the six, I was a Chandler guy, probably. You know, rest in peace, Matthew Perry. I really love Chandler. He's probably my...
A great
favorite
character.
Yeah, my favorite of that bunch.
Yeah. I think like the characters that just came on screen and always hit it out of the park with the comedy were like my favorites. I also put Tracy Ullman because I had never
Tracy Ullman's on my list. Really? I love her. The Tracy Ullman show was like my foundational comedy as a child.
Same. Because it came on and she transformed into... Everyone. I mean, I feel like half her characters she probably could get canceled for, you know, if she did that today. Like, but I never saw anyone do that. I mean, like we saw Saturday Night Live, but I didn't know that someone else could do a sketch show like that where she was like had the best hair and makeup and you were like she was unrecognizable and she was just so good at it. I don't know.
Anna, now that you mention it, your comedy and your characters give me a Tracy Ullman vibe, to be quite honest. Like the
such
way
an honor.
Yeah, no, for real. But the way like the way you choose them, the way you portray them, the way, you know, your variety of characters, I think, is always really interesting. So I definitely, now that you mentioned, like, there's definitely a parallel there.
Thank you. I always loved her. Yeah, I don't know. Those were some of mine. I put Mare of Easttown. I thought she was iconic. Right? She was so good.
Let's swing it back around. Brandy, who else was in your best category?
In my best category, I also have Valerie Cherish from The Comeback.
Good sure. one.
I love her. And I honestly couldn't pick who my favorite was from Arrested Development. So it's like a tie between Lucille, Job, and Tobias.
Okay, so let's get into this because there were a couple, Brandy, you mentioning that I had a bunch of shows where I'm like, I can't pick one because they work so well as a cast. Like Arrested Development was one of those shows. Happy Endings was one of those shows. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was one of those shows.
D is on my list.
It's funny because it's because you guys do this show where you're always picking the show. Yeah. You don't focus in on the characters of each show.
Exactly. Yeah. Like New Girl is there. Seinfeld is there. Like these are... And it is interesting because like you take out one member of that cast and the chemistry is off, the balance is off, the dynamics are off. It almost, it's like you almost take them all for one and one for all. So I couldn't really, a lot of those shows, I couldn't pick one. If I had to, like Charlie Kelly and It's Always Sunny is probably the one that stands above the rest in terms of like an ensemble show for me.
What about you? What do you want to do?
Okay, well, I would like to get a chicken sandwich, but I think I want to get the beak on the side. Mm. Frank's always making me eat it first, and frankly, I'd rather eat it last if I'm going to have to eat it at all.
I can help you here. Instead of eating it last, you don't have to eat beak at all.
Ready
to order?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would like a chicken sandwich, please.
Okay. And you?
Beak!
No.
Regular chicken sandwich.
That's it? That's it for him.
Okay.
You did it! You did it!
God, I really wanted to say it.
I saw that you wanted to say it badly. Yeah.
All right, well, this is good.
This is great. I'm very proud of you.
All right, look at us.
Yeah. I chose D because I was like, because it was, for me, it was between D and, oh my God, why am I forgetting her twin brother's name?
Oh, Dennis.
Dennis.
Glenn Howerton.
I was thinking his name is Glenn, but that's not his name on the show. But I just also love Caitlin Olsen because like also on my list was her character in The Mick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love that show.
Underwatched, underdiscussed. That was a really good show.
I don't know
show.
That show.
Yeah. The show she's in now is pretty good too. High Potential. Like she's good in everything.
She's really good. She's so funny.
Yeah. I highly recommend checking out The Mick. I think it was only on for like a season and a half. Like it's just a handful of episodes. But it's like a 30-minute comedy. She basically is D.
Yeah, kind of.
But she has to go and take care of, is it her sister, her brother's kids?
It's her
nieces and nephews. Yeah. Cause they have to escape. They're basically like Victoria and Tim Ratliff.
Yes, right.
They're escaping financial crimes and she has to come and live in their mansion with their very bratty kids. It's really great. It's got like some Uncle Buck in there. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great premise.
I love that. I was a huge Scandal girl, so Olivia Pope hands down goes on my list.
Mm. Like, Kerry Washington for sure.
Mm. Yeah. I like, you know, I was into Shonda Land. Like I watched Grey's until a certain point and then I watched all of Scandal. I loved it. I was full Gladiator. And then the other character I put besides Olivia Pope was Adam from Girls because I had never like had such a crush on like a character. You know what I mean? I thought he was so good. And I would rewatch that monologue he did when he came to like Lena Dunham's door. Like there was this monologue he did and I was like obsessed with it. And I was like, no man ever treats women that way. Like that he's perfect, you know? Anyway.
That's so funny. Like, cause as like, so I was thinking about Girls, but I was thinking about Girls in the context of, as I'm like kind of going through characters of like, people that I really hated.
Yeah.
Like characters that like just really rubbed me the wrong way. Cause like, and I was like, Joffrey is why I started watching Game of Thrones. Cause I was like, this guy has to die. I have to watch this show till he dies. Like that's, and like, and then when he didn't die for the first season, I was like, I have to read the books now. I have to know what happens.
But still good character.
But for me, Girls was like, I was like the only person from Girls that I would ever want anything to do with is Shosh. And like everyone else, I would just like want to murder, but like I still loved watching the show.
Yeah.
But like I wanted to murder everyone.
That's a show I have questioned. Could I rewatch? Cause I feel like I could. And I think it would scare Jared if I was like, what if we watched Girls tonight instead of Sex and the City? I think he'd fell out of the bed. I think he'd lose his money.
My show that I kind of like hated everyone was Succession.
Mm.
Objectively good characters, but like I don't want to root or put any of them on this list. Game of Thrones, a ton to choose from. I couldn't pick just one. The Sopranos was really, I mean, people always think Tony Soprano.
I was wondering who you would pick from The Sopranos.
If I had to pick anyone, I'd probably actually go not Tony because it's a little obvious. Carmela Soprano, Edie Falco was great, but I actually liked her better at Nurse Jackie. Remember Jackie and Nurse Jackie?
I like Nurse Jackie.
She was really, really good. I would She's go so with Christopher Moltisanti from The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. I thought he was a favorite character and pretty entertaining. A few others I had on my best. I had Tommy Shelby from Peaky Blinders. I fucking love Tommy Shelby.
Despite the bad blood, I'll have none of it on my carpet. Now, for Grace's sake, nothing will go wrong. No cocaine. No sports, no telling fortunes, no racing, no fucking sucking petrol out of their fucking cars. But the main thing is, you bunch of fuckers, despite the provocation from the cavalry, no fighting. Oi! No fighting. No fucking fighting. No fighting. No fucking fighting! Good. Get the fuck in.
And I also put down, did you guys watch United States of Tara on Showtime?
Oh, with Toni Collette?
I think I only watched I watched a couple of episodes of it.
I think I saw some of them. Yeah, she was great.
She had like dissociative identity disorder. So she played like five or six different characters. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like just from like a best, that may be more best performance than character. But also Fleabag.
She's so good.
I like Fleabag. Yeah. That was, I thought about that.
Yeah. So those kind of rounded out my bests.
Also Martha from, speaking of Fleabag, what was the other one? The show this year that was like very hard to watch. But
oh, Martha from Baby Reindeer.
Oh my God. She was one of the best characters on TV.
She was great.
Time.
Yeah.
That's a like, great call.
Like she was just it, you know? And then you see her in all these award shows and winning all these, and you're like, oh my God, she's like such a sweet, you know, like cute girl. Like she's so not that character.
Yeah.
You know, someone else in that lane, Brandy, we talked about her before, but Michaela Cole is Arabella and I'm gonna Destroy You.
I
think it was really, really, really good.
Hardcore. That show was so good.
It was so good.
Why didn't we get more? Like,
it's a miniseries. I think it was just the one and done. You know, told a full, complete story.
Same with the Baby Reindeer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She really wrapped it up. Oh, one more from my best is Omar. Omar Gaman.
I had him on my list too. Omar Little, Michael K. Williams from The Wire.
Love him.
Hey, you! Y'all need to open this door, man, for a huff and puff. Come on now, by the hands of your chinny chin chin.
Omar, you best roll out. We up in here with a Mac 10.
Well, I think's not, Terrell. I think's not. Y'all might need to think this through and stop wasting my time. Because Omar can come back tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. And I will put a bullet in all y'all behind what happened right now. You heard?
And have you seen The Wire?
No.
No. You kind of have a blind spot for all those, like, classic.
The Wire, The Sopranos. Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
I haven't seen The Sopranos, and it took me a while to watch The Wire, but I did finally watch it.
Tried Game of Thrones.
Have you tried Mad Men? Of all of them, I feel like you'd like that one.
No. You know, I liked Breaking Bad. I watched a couple seasons, and then I forgot there were more. I think I saw like two or three seasons. And I liked it. He's a great character, right?
Yeah.
Walter White. Icon.
And then Jimmy McGill, Saul Goodman. It's probably the last one worth mentioning on my list as well. Let's transition over to favorite characters, which is a little bit different. These are like people that were just like fun to be around or reminded you of other people, or for whatever reason, they're just like stuck with you. This is where I put like the Tim Riggins and the Matt Saracens of Friday Night Lights world, the Vince Howards, people like that. This is where I put some of my West Wing people that I love, like President Jed Bartlett and CJ Craig, Allison Janney. And then another one I'll mention and then I'll pass it over. I'm rewatching Lost right now for another show that Brandy and I are doing coming up soon. And like my Adam from Girls for you, Anna, like my like early, like, oh my God, TV crush is Kate from Lost. I absolutely loved Kate from Lost, and turns out still do. Rewatching now, still great. Not a huge arc, but as a favorite character, she's up there. What about you guys? Yeah.
Okay, favorite for me, like, immediately was Jack from Will and Grace. Sean Hayes is one of my, like, comedy heroes, and I just loved everything he ever did on that show. And when they brought it back, he's the best. I just think he's so talented. Who else did I have? I had Steve from Sex and the City.
Obviously.
Because he's a fave. Yeah. You know, all his scenes are funny. If you just go back and watch every Steve scene, even when he tries to be mad, you know, he's like, no, Miranda. Like, he's so funny. Whatever. I love him. Butters from South Park.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Thank you.
That's so good.
I said to Jared, I was going to pick. He's like, I think Cartman's like the character that drives the show. I go, yeah, but this is my favorite category.
Yeah, favorite.
Butters.
Yeah.
Butters. I love Timmy, too. Timmy, honestly, is like a win for me.
Yeah. I have a little one note, don't you think, Timmy?
Yeah, you know, but that's the beauty of Timmy. I put Selena Myers from Veep.
Sure. I had her on my best long list for sure. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Congressman Ryan, I haven't spoken to you since the historic House vote.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you for all that you've done for me. And I want to let you know that I will destroy you in ways that are so creative, they will honor me for it. At the Kennedy Center.
I did put two reality characters in faves.
Oh,
here.
Bring it. Yeah.
I put Khloe Kardashian because I think she's always fun to watch on TV. And I put Abby from Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah, I haven't seen that show, but I hear just raves about it.
Mm-hmm.
Best show on television.
I saw the first, I watched the first season, but I haven't checked in since then.
There's a new one now, right?
I do like it.
Going on right now. What is the format of the show? Is it a returning cast? So you're checking in with the same people, or are they casting new people?
Both. It's returned. Okay. Yeah, it depends. Like, there were some favorites from last season, and
so it's a little like summer housey, like some stay and some new people come in, and
well, they don't all interact with each other.
No, but like as far as the casting, got it.
Yeah, okay. I've never seen Summer House, so yes, maybe. But
it's my new Bravo
fans
obsession.
Fans new.
new to the club.
But it's like, you know, most people are on to look for love, so they set them up on dates, and some find love, so the show will track them in the next season and see like where they are. Or
are,
you know,
producers setting them up? Is it friends and family setting them
producers,
up?
Producers. Okay, the producers. Right. But it, you know, when we first started watching it, Jared was very much like, I don't want to exploit people on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's hard with a dating show too, because you see, you know, people who aren't on the spectrum get their lives, like, you know, the edits are so crazy when they're on a date. But this show is so good, and the families are so wonderful, and it's just like, you will, it's pure joy. I can't. And Abby from last season, who is also on this season, I don't want to like spoil anything, is one of the funniest, best characters on the show, hands down. I did have one more scripted character, and it was a tie between Maya and Anna from Pen 15, because they
were both on my list.
They're so fucking good. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Pen 15 was on your list, Anna. Brandy, do you have the Broad City Girls anywhere on your characters list?
Both the Broad City Girls are on my list, Alana and Abby. Also, Issa Rae is on my list from Insecure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jennifer Coolidge, too, I have to say, from season 2, White Lotus. Sorry.
Oh, season 1 and 2. Yeah, for sure.
And then some of my other favorites, my biggest favorite is Jemé, Private School Girl.
I'm not even bragging, but me and my friends are all pretty much quiche. Like, if you couldn't tell from looking at us.
Yeah, like, basically.
And, if you don't know, quiche is a word that I made up. And it basically means hot, but, like, it's a step above hot. No, it's, like, more than just hot.
I'd say, basically, quiche is hot to the point where you want to have sex
with you. Yeah, like, rootable. Yeah. Like, there's hot, and then there's quiche. One of the main measures of quicheness is your box gap.
Box
basically,
gap,
what
yeah,
it is, like, if maybe you could pop up in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you got the best
is,
box
like, you don't want the thighs to touch at all. No, so you want sort of like at least a 3-finger, and I'll just demonstrate by.
Did you see what I posted today?
No.
Mr. G is coming back.
Oh, yes. Well, no, I saw that because I follow Chris Lilley.
Yeah.
Chris Lilley is so good.
Honestly, like Jemé, I quote Jemé like all the time. Yeah. Like,
all the Chris Lilley characters are so good. I say, where have you been, Beach, once a week, at least. Like, oh, that's great. Those are so good.
And then obviously Mulder and Scully.
Sure.
Are two of my favorites. That's also like one of from my favorite shows.
Where are they from?
X-Files.
Thank you.
Detectives Benson and Stabler.
Okay.
SVU.
Okay. Yeah.
And then also I love the entire cast, but like Susie from Curb is just, I love whenever she's on. Like, mm-hmm. I love her.
Yeah.
And Jack Donaghy from 30 Rock.
Ooh, I had Liz Lemon in my favorites. Mm.
I love Liz, but like, I love Jack.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's so good.
Same.
This is the unlisted number of Stone, the most exclusive restaurant in the city currently. I think it's time that you start enjoying some of the finer things in life.
Completely unsolicited and inappropriate. I will only accept it because I love food.
Do you know why Jack Welch is the greatest leader since the Pharaohs? Because he didn't only involve himself in our work lives, but our personal lives as well. He introduced us to the finest booze, the most restrictive country clubs. He gave us the names of the most discreet private investigators to spy on our ex-wives. He held our hands during our triumphs and our Senate hearings. I want to hold your hand, Lemon.
Yikes.
A few others I had. I had Raylan Givens from Justified.
Oh, yes. That's good. Yes.
Fantastic character. One of the earlier characters that I kind of like fell into really appreciating. Doesn't stand up as well now, but at the time he fucking rocked, and that was Jack Bauer from 24. Fucking loved mm-hmm. Jack Bauer back in the day when that show was mm-hmm. on. Let's see. I didn't mention Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights. She's an all-time favorite character, mm-hmm. obviously. And then I put, you know what? She's a real person, so it was weird, but Claire Foy's version of Queen Elizabeth, I really liked.
So specific.
I know. Like the very first two seasons. I think the show kind of fell off the crown. And then in a similar vibe, fucking Maggie Smith as the Dowager Countess.
And Downton Abbey.
Like she was incredible. One of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And then the only other one I had on my list was my reality TV person. I put Johnny Bananas, maybe my favorite reality TV character of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Not the best, but for like the sake of making TV for 20 years, like.
No, he's so nice. Remember I worked with him.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you did that show with him. Yeah, that's right. Is he the best? Is he cool?
Yeah, he was so nice. He was very sweet.
Yeah, he's my favorite reality. Like anytime he's on a season, I'm like, well, I want Johnny to go to the finals, obviously. So
I had the weirdest Zoom ever in the pandemic with him. Like I'll never forget it.
Really? Because
the producers wanted to see how we worked together and they made us get on a Zoom for an hour and each of us told a story.
Mm-hmm.
we had to guess if they were a real story or a fake story. And that's what Johnny and I did for an hour on Zoom. And they were all watching us and we were like telling these stories.
Wow. That, it feels like something he would be really good at.
Yeah.
I caught him in the lie, but.
Okay.
Nice.
It was funny.
My favorite reality person that I put down as a favorite is Countess Luann.
Oh.
I love anything that she does. Like I will watch her on like any show that she's in.
Jovi. I love her.
Like, I love how confident she is in everything that she does. She's a favorite. Oh, and also Rebecca Bunch, because Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I feel like, is...
Oh, yeah.
...firmly underrated. I love that show. It's so funny. The songs are so hilarious. And just, like, she just really... she really hits it out of the park.
All right, let's move over to our final act of this conversation, speaking of arcs, our forever characters. So this, we're going to get more specific. This is going to have to be like a one specific pick. Who is the character that you would trade lives with? Before anyone can jump in, if you had any runner-ups, we can start with those and tell us why. And then like, who did you land on as your forever character? I'll mention one of my runner-ups. It's from a show we already mentioned, but Josh Lyman from The West Wing, played by Bradley Whitford. Is it a reflection of the fact that I'm currently unemployed? So someone who like works really hard and enjoys it and is really good at his job and is like doing good in the world. Well, you know, at a time when things are kind of weird and fucked up and scary. Is that resonating? Maybe. I didn't pick him because then it's like, you know, you're a career politician and bureaucrat and like that's a lot, but like he came across my mind. He's in like my top four.
I love that.
One of my runner-ups was Meredith Grey.
Hell yeah.
Oh, sure. High stress job though. High stress job.
High stress job. But I just feel like if I could trade lives with her, I would just make such better decisions. I feel like she is set up for success and she pulls herself back from it many times. And I feel like if I could just like step into her shoes, I'd be like, we got this girl. But she was still a woman, just a runner up.
I don't think I could handle the hospital, to be honest. Like, yeah, the blood. Like all the sick people. One of my runner ups is Jean Smart and Hacks.
I wrote Jean Smart and Hacks too as a runner up.
Wait, what's her character's name? My brain.
Deborah Vance.
Deborah Vance.
Deborah Vance. Because she's living the dream.
She's rich. Mm-hmm. It's like, do I want to live in Vegas? But
doesn't matter.
Yeah, that she was a runner up for me as well. That would be, I mean.
Yeah, and she's hosting a late night show. So yeah. She's living my dream.
Yeah, career stand up comedian, hosting a late night show.
Super rich.
I had other ones. Who else did you have?
My last runner up, similar to like the Josh Lyman and the Meredith Grey, I had Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec.
I love that.
But I don't know if I want to live in Pawnee, Indiana. Mm-hmm. All the people there are great. Like she was my number two to what my eventual pick will be.
Mm-hmm. One of my runner ups was Elaine from Seinfeld, because I just feel I want to live in New York. I want to live her life. She's always dating hilarious guys. Like I just, her job. What is her job? Like,
I love that this is the first time we've brought up Seinfeld too, like in the forever category.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because all of them are great characters. They all could hit any.
They were in my like, can't choose just one. It's all for one, one for all. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had Laura Dern in Big Little Lies as one of mine. I will not be rich. I just loved that character so much. And I'm like, I could live that life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And be that woman.
100%.
She was a runner up. She was a runner up.
Okay. All right. Shall we reveal? I'll reveal mine first because I think it's probably the most, Brandy, you'll know. It's pretty obvious. It's Coach Eric Taylor from Friday Night Lights. Just the hottest wife of all time, career success, works in sports.
You listen to me. Yeah. You listen to me closer than you've ever listened to me before. You remember that Rutledge game, fourth quarter? You came into that game. You took over that game. Play by play, you owned that game. I watched you that day and I said to myself, that kid is going to go all the way. Right now, right here, God has placed you to do what you do best. Go all the way.
Crucially, at the end of the series, moved to Philadelphia, so I get to end up on the East Coast. I'm not stuck in Texas, I think...
I love how location is really a big part of all your characters.
It kind of is.
He's like, but I don't know. They got that house in the, in the suburbs.
You're trading lives. Where am I going to be? Yeah. I'd go with Eric Taylor, played by Kyle Chandler for sure.
Love it.
I honestly, before the finale of White Lotus, my forever person was going to be Issa Rae from Insecure, because it's just like she's final, like she's hit it. Like I want to be her like post Insecure, like her life, like things are awesome. But after the season finale of White Lotus, I want to trade places with Belinda.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say that as a joke because, 5 million.
Yeah. I want to be in that part where I just like, I want to open up, see that I got the $5 million deposit on top of like, there was like a $60 library charge.
The charges were so funny. Yeah.
What about your man? You two were gonna start a business together? Don't you wanna start your own spa?
Can I just be rich for 5 fucking minutes?
Yes. Yes, you can.
I can.
Yes, you can. Yes, we can.
I saw all the memes. Wait, you're going to love this. I shared the meme of her saying the quote, like, can't I just be rich for 5 fucking minutes? And I just posted that. Like, I shared whoever, memed it. And someone responded, a friend of mine who has money, who's successful. And he was like, she's going to blow through that. She's going to be poor in a year. I was like, what? He's like, Come on. He goes, I don't know. She's too excited about it. I don't know if she's going to get a great financial planner. You know, that kid, you know, that son of hers is expecting like a fucking Ferrari. Cause he negotiated the $5 million. And I was like, you've really thought about this. And he's like, it's not going to last her long.
Wow. She didn't say 5 years. She said 5 minutes. Leave her alone. Damn.
Five minutes. It would be funny if like next season she is working and we're like, what happened to her money? You know, and she like gamble. She has a gambling problem or something.
Flagged by the IRS. Took it all.
I love that one though. That was good.
That's great, Brandy. I love that. To bring it all back around too. Anna, what about you?
My forever. I will say there was a toss up between a reality star and a scripted star. Kris Jenner was my runner up but then I thought about it and she works a lot and she's always had to work a lot and she has too many kids and grandkids. I was like, I don't know if I could handle all that. So my forever character is Samantha Jones from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Because Samantha is bi-coastal, at least, you know, I'm going back to when Samantha was on the show, not in just like that world. Samantha's bi-coastal. She has no kids. She has all the confidence in the world. She has the hottest boyfriend ever, Smith Jarrett, who's one of my favorite guys on television. And like, he's hot and nice. You didn't get that in a lot of hot people. And she's just, even though, you know, we do different jobs, like she works it. She does PR. She's in entertainment. Best character on TV. All I want is an apartment on each coast and no children. That's it. And money.
It's the dream.
And great style.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Oh, I'm fine. I just fell into one of those hatches on the sidewalk. It was stupid.
Oh my God. That's my biggest fear. How did that happen?
It was Smith's fault. He did something to me that was so perverse. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. He tried to hold my hand. Do you know that I didn't fuck a single or married guy the whole time Smith was out of town? And I'll tell you something else. I missed him.
Well, it sounds to me like he missed you too, hence the deviant behavior.
Here's a question from someone who doesn't know the story, because I haven't watched Sex and the City or And Just Like That.
I really want to do a watch with Dan.
Yeah. Because it's just, Sex and the City is just such a great show to just put on. I just like, will put on, I don't even care which season it is. Just like,
I bet
put
Dan
on
would
episode
love
two.
It.
I'm sure I would. Wait, I've only heard great things.
Can I tell you one scary thing that happened to me last week? I'm going to brag for a second. I got to do Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And woo-hoo! Erica Jane and Bose were the guests from Beverly Hills. And guys, I did my homework. I watched like 6 episodes of Beverly Hills leading up because I was like, I got to know what happened with these women, you know. And in the after show, which is on YouTube, Andy opens the show with, hey guys, you guys all know and love Sex and the City. And you know, he's best friends with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
And Erica Jane sits there and goes, nope, never seen an episode of it in my life. And I'm and in the moment, I'm dressed as Steve behind the bar. Okay. Right. He's setting me up. And she says that. And he like loses it. He's like, wait, what? He's like, you're joking, right? And Bo starts laughing and everyone's like, is she joking? And she's like, no, I have never seen that show. Couldn't tell you a single thing about it. And Andy's like, you have so much ahead of you. Like he's like, but it's the best show. Like I was on it, you know? And I'm sitting there like sweating. I'm like, this is not going to go well now. She says, no, she's going to be like, who the fuck is this? Why is she dressed in a wig? Anyway, it was
all of
stressful.
A sudden tough room, you know,
you and Erica Jane need to watch Sex and the City.
Fair enough.
Also, you were on an iconic episode.
Thank
of Watch
you.
What Happens.
It
like within
juicy.
Like the Housewives canon, first of all, every single Housewives fan has seen that particular episode of Watch What Happens Live just because of like everything that went down before and during.
Yeah.
And for those listeners who aren't aware, the episode that Anna was on happened right after we find out that Garcelle will not be returning of her own volition to Beverly Hills, and Erica and Bose were like super rude about it.
Yeah, he opened the show with it and they both like planned to be silent. I was like nervous. I'm like, he was like, so what do you guys think about Garcelle's announcement? And they both went and what felt like 10 minutes of silence on television.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like live yeah. TV. I will say they were both so nice and like it was fun to meet them. Like, you know, I loved I was like 10 feet shorter than both of them, but you know, I'm like, wow, you guys are supermodels. And here I am down here. But yeah, Trading Places with Samantha. She has my dream life.
I love that.
That's great. I think we did it, guys.
We did it.
We did it.
I'm sure there's dozens of characters we didn't mention that in 20 minutes, as soon as, you know, I start thinking about it, I'll be like, oh, I didn't mention this person. I didn't mention this person. And there'll be plenty, plenty more. Anna, what's going on with you? Do you have any character showcases coming up? Speaking of character, you know, you just had a recent show at Joe's Pub where many of your characters were in attendance. What do you have going on and where can the people find you?
You can find me anywhere at Anna Roisman, A-N-N-A-R-O-I-S-M-A-N. I post a lot of content. I guess I'm announcing it today, but if anyone listens in Toronto, I'm going to be in Toronto in May, May 23rd at Comedy Bar. I've never been to Toronto, so I'm excited to come and do my show. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I have right now. You can listen to my podcast, Big Wigs, at Big Wigs Podcast, wherever.
Love it. Toronto, I've been very nice, very clean.
Very clean. That's literally what I was just saying. I was like, it's so clean.
I'm excited. I have some friends and a lot of HQ fans were from Toronto. So I'm hoping people come out and hang out. So
I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We will be back with more episodes in the near future. We're going to be doing a deep dive into mystery box shows in light of Severance and shows of that genre. We're also going to do a little bit of a conversation about miniseries with our friend Marnie and her mom, which is going to be super fun. So keep coming back. We have more stuff coming soon. And until next time, bye, friends.
Bye.
You've arrived here at the critical moment.